Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy, Long Beach Joe, and we are back at it. Right? We're back at it, and we're fired up. We're doing a live draft radio show, okay? We're right here with the NFL draft right in the thick of things, and we're coming right after watching the New York Jets make their selection in the first round, the first selection. And we're going to talk about it. We got so much to cover, a lot of things to talk about. Listen, again, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I want to hear from you folks. But look, I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. Love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on the Long Beach Joe Show. So without further ado, folks, let's go ahead and get into the show. I am fired up. I'm fired up, man. Let me tell you something. I'm on iTunes as well at The Long Beach Joe Show. Blog Talk, The Long Beach Joe Show. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe to your boy. Leave me a 5-star. You know what I'm saying? Please, follow me as well. On my YouTube pages, I'm live streaming while I'm doing my – while we're watching this draft. I'm live streaming while I do my radio shows. I'm loving it, man. I'm feeling it. The energy is up. We're making moves, baby. We're making moves, all right? Jets just made their pick in the first round, their first pick in the first round at number 2, and we come out with Mr. Zach Wilson. I can't wait to hear the nicknames. I've already heard a couple. I came up with the Zach Pack. That's the, you know, what I'm going to call a lot of his fan base, the Zach Pack. I also came up with the Wilson Wildflowers. I like that. You guys like that? You know, give me some feedback. Let me know what you folks think about that one. Wall Street Wilson, that's another name as well, you know. So there are things flying out around there, but the New York Jets have selected Zach Wilson, number 2, you know, overall in the first round. And – you know, I'm pretty happy about it. I'm not upset about it at all. This is a kid that has talent. This is a kid that, you know, has ability. He's not a lazy guy. He definitely is all about studying, making sure that things are together. He's got a solid arm. So there's things to build on there. But this is Joe Douglas really putting his stamp on the franchise. You know, we were talking about it earlier within the stream. You look at the situation, he's been able to clear out, you know, the coaching staff. He's brought in a lot of his own guys. He's moved on from Sam Darnold. Now he's selected his quarterback. Now he gets to start, you know, his reign. He gets to start, you know, his stuff with his quarterback, which is Zach Wilson. That's the guy, man. That's the guy. So I'm hyped, man. And I want to get straight to the people because we got so much to talk about. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. Call in because I want to hear from everybody. I want to hear everybody's takes. I want to hear what you think about the pick. I want to hear how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? And what are your thoughts on this situation? We got the 23rd pick coming up as well. A lot of players on the board. So much to talk about. So we're going to get to these lines. I'm going to go to 908. I'm coming directly to you.
Fuck.
908, give me your thoughts about the New York Jets selecting Zach Wilson. How are you feeling about this situation? 908?
Hello?
Oh, we have to get him up out of here. I couldn't hear him. All right, we're going to keep getting to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. Call in. We are talking Jets. We're talking about this NFL draft. We're talking about what we got going on. There's a lot happening. We just selected Zach Wilson. Was our selection at number 2. You know, we got to hear about this. So I'm going next. This is my guy, Sean, man. I'm going to Sean. I already know the situation here. You already know what's going on here. Look, I like Sean a lot. We always got to argue about the situation. Now we got the draft. The draft is here. We argued all the way up into the draft. And now we select Wilson. Sean, give me your thoughts about this question.
Jets.
Okay, let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this selection, my man?
I'm feeling great, baby. All gas, no brakes, baby. Let's go.
Okay, okay. So when you look at the situation, Zach Wilson is now in the squad. Was there a quarterback that you wanted to see selected? Were you a Fields guy? Did you like Trey Lance, or is this the guy that you wanted and you're glad that we landed him?
Honestly, I liked them. You couldn't go wrong with any of them, honestly. My sleeper was Trey Lance. If we selected Trey Lance, I would have – he has a lot of upside. But, you know, I'm excited for Zach Wilson. He's coming into a better situation than Sam Darnold. You know, now it's all about this 23rd pick. But he looks like he's ready for the Big Apple. But just, you know, the only thing is, you know, does he have the durability? That's the only thing that I'm just a little worried about, you know, if Kenny takes it.
Okay, okay. And that was a big question for me as well, especially when you look at the situation in the past with his shoulder. Like you said as well, you know, a lot of people are worried about that shoulder. It looked like you said, he's had, you know, he's had his surgeries, but a lot of people are wondering about his durability. Can he handle a hit if he were to take it? But I'm looking at this situation, and there's other questions as well for me. There's a lot of pressure here, man. There's a lot of pressure playing in New York. I know you know that as well. When you look at this situation, do you think that Zach will be able to handle the pressure and the expectations of playing for the New York Jets as a quarterback?
Well, I think that only time can tell, you know. He has a good coaching staff around him. I think honestly, this is the first time in a long time that, you know, I can't speak for every Jets fan, but for myself, that I could really say, like, we're in a good position. You know, Joe Douglas showed, you know, promise with drafting. We got the right staff in. The vibes feel pretty good. Everybody seems like they're working, you know, and everybody seems like they like each other. There's no conflict. And then the best thing about this whole situation, the media does not even know what's going on. And throughout this whole process, you know, throughout this whole process, even though we knew that Zach Wilson was going to be number one, we all still had that idea of, wow, can it be Justin Fields? Can it be Trey Lance? And it's all about building that team. And Joe Douglas comes from that team where, you know, from the Ravens and everything, they don't really talk as much. They don't tell you what they're going to do, what their next move is. And I feel that with the Jets now. It's all a mystery right now. And it's good. You know, even though we all kind of assumed it was Zach Wilson, I still had my thoughts, and I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I was 100% Zach, but I had my thoughts, and I really feel about this. And now it's all about just getting this offense right. You know, now they're talking about, you know, maybe a running back at 23, but I feel like I think it's AVT. If he's not available, I think they might go running back, to be honest, because they want to get this guy. Because predominantly, I think they're going to just start running the ball with Zach.
Yeah, and you know, and that's great that you bring that up as well. When you look at the situation, and you say to yourself, "I want to talk to you about the 23rd pick too," and for you, ATV is the guy that you want. I look at it and I say to myself, "Okay, if ATV is not there, then where else do you go? Do you? I mean, running back is so low on my list of priorities. When you look at this football team, how valuable is a running back if he doesn't have any holes to run through? Don't you think that even if ATV isn't there, that we should still look to take whatever the next best lineman would be?"
Well, I look at it like this. We have so many holes. So no matter what we pick, it really doesn't matter because we got those two first picks next year. We got those two second picks next year. And we're late in the first round. So technically it's really an early second. So honestly, if we really take anybody, can I say it's going to help this year? No, but we'll be up 10 steps better than we were last year. That's what we need. So, you know, we all want right pick. We all want that right pick, but there's just so many holes that you're going to – if you're at 23, you're going to – you know, that's our second pick. You got so many options. Oh, cornerback, this, that. Honestly, any pick is the right pick right now because we just have so many holes. It's not – it might not show right there, but you can't say that we're a threat on offense if we don't get a running back. If we get a running back, you know that's the comfortability for Zach Wilson because Zach Wilson can be able to be like, well, we got Coleman. We got Tevin Coleman and we got, let's just say, Travis Etienne or Najee Harris. That's a comfortability right there that we all could say, wow, he has a threat back there. Now we can run the ball. Even if we have – a mediocre line, you know that they're still going to put in that work and get through those holes. We had nothing but old heads running the ball last year. You know, I'm not going to say our line was awful, but, you know, we also had old heads running the ball. So now we get that youth in there. They get settled in. We start, you know, having chemistry with each other. They know how each other runs routes. They know how this running back runs this. Now you're building that chemistry for next year. We get prepared for next year. We can't worry about right now. We just got to worry about the progress. You know, it's all about the progress right now, and that's where I feel like that's what the Jets are at right now. It's all about progress because right now I don't think any pick is the wrong pick right now.
Wow. I'm you know, look, I respect your take there, but for me, I look at the situation and I say to myself, I remember the second that we got Le'Veon Bell, who was an amazing running back, but there was no holes for him to run through. There was nowhere for him to go, and by damn near the third game, he was having issues, shoulder issues. We saw him get hurt because there was nowhere for him to go. We couldn't adequately block, you know, to make sure that the offense was functional. So I do understand, you know, running back. I understand that people like that position. But running back is also one of the most, you know, one of the most disposable positions in the league. You can have a running back by committee system and still be successful. But if you do not have somebody up front to block, if we return with Van Roten and Lewis again, especially when you got a young quarterback, I just don't see how we could see success under that. I think that Joe Douglas, honestly, especially with the way that he had a free agency, kind of painted himself into a corner where he has to find some way to address the offensive line in this draft.
But if you look, and I completely understand that, and I completely agree with that. But if you look at this tape, why is everybody so big on Johnson and Adams? Because they had a couple little bursts. It's not always the line. It takes 11 people on that field. And I just feel like Le'Veon Bell was just a name to us, something that we didn't have in such a long time. We didn't have a threat in the backfield. We didn't have a threat in the offense. Le'Veon Bell was just a name to the Jets. Le'Veon Bell, wow, he's great. Because we were talking about what he did with the Steelers. We didn't talk about what he really did with the Jets. When we let him go, he went to the Chiefs. What did he do with the Chiefs? He wasn't even relevant. Nobody was talking about Le'Veon Bell. No, he wasn't even a threat in the backfield. I feel like if we just get started and just let go of the past and just let the progress take care of itself, we might have something here. Because I really feel that we have players that want to play for the Jets. You have Carl Lawson speaking out about the Jets. These people are happy, you know, and that's what it's about. If you get positivity with this team, positive things will happen. And with Jamal Adams, it was the same thing. Jamal Adams was 10 steps ahead of the Jets. Just like Sam Darnold, we took Sam Darnold, but we didn't know what we were doing because we didn't have nothing planned for the kid. I'm not going to say Sam Darnold was bad because he's just an unknown, you know? So, like, now that we're there with Wilson, a lot of people are saying that, you know, this team could be something. It might not show right there that game, but if we get more than 5 wins, is that progress? You know, even if we don't take a lineman, because at the end of the day, this is a deep O-line class. You know Joe Douglas is going to take an O-lineman. I just don't know if he's going to take it at the 23rd pick. He's probably going to take it at the 34th. I like Greg Newsome. I do. I'll take Greg Newsome. I'll take AVT. You know, I'll take a linebacker, Xavier Collins. I'll take any of them. As long as that we show progress this year and we show that we're competitive, that's all that matters.
Yeah. No, look, I respect your take there, but another thing that kind of started to happen during this draft as well, actually before it, was the uproar about Aaron Rodgers, okay? And there's a lot of Jets fans that immediately started saying, listen, this guy clearly is going to be on the market. He no longer wants to be a Packer. We need to make the move and make it happen. I know you're looking back now, but would you have rather us traded for Aaron Rodgers over drafting Zach Wilson?
Whew. Aaron Rodgers is a dog, man. Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just asking.
That's a temptation, but we just don't have it. We're in place to get all of those talented players, just like Deshaun Watson. But if we grab them, we're gonna be back in the same situation where now what do? We don't got that much money to give this player and that player because we're not the Patriots. We're not the Chiefs where we could just say, hey, look at our progress, look at our record, and people are going to just come here on cheap deals. We're not the Bills anymore. We're not the Bulls right now. We're re-signing players, and players are taking pay cuts just to be here. It's not like that, you know? So it's like I would love Aaron Rodgers, and I would love Deshaun Watson. But this time, it's just not the right time. And I feel like if we just take what we got right now with Zach Wilson, believe in him this time, and we got the right staff around him, and he seems like he's very hungry, because even when he was just speaking on the TV, he said, you know, he said some big words, Joe Namath's words, I'm going to bring a Super Bowl here. You know, those are some big words to New York people. You know, as soon as he gets a bad game, we're hammering him. You already know that. But I just think that I would love Aaron Rodgers. If I could take him, yes, I would. I would really. But honestly, we can't. We can't afford him. You know, that's like looking at, you know, that's like, you know, just even with the Orlando Brown trade with the Ravens and the Chiefs, I would love him, but we can't afford him, you know, because we just got so many holes.
Yeah. I hear you. But I tell you what, it's tempting. I tell you that. I'd definitely be asking, what kind of compensation are you looking for? That would definitely have piqued my interest, though. But as we continue to move, you talked about, you know, taking a running back at 23. What were your thoughts about, because you also talked a little bit about Newsom, what are your thoughts about the possibility of the Jets taking a pass rusher at 23?
I wouldn't mind it, but I don't see any, like, I'm not going to lie, I haven't really looked at pass rushers that much. I was focusing on the offensive line, the cornerback room, but I'm hearing, Kwity Paye from Michigan?
And yeah, there's a couple names out there. Yeah, Kwity Paye. But I know that people talk about Jalen Phillips as well from Miami, Russo as well from Miami. So there's some guys that could be there.
They're saying it's not that deep. They're saying the edge class is not that deep. You know, I'm looking at Eric Stokes from Georgia in the third round. You know, like I don't know. Like I feel like we need offense right now. We can't gravitate to that defense because that's what we did every year. If you think about it, it was like they were doing statistics on the Jets. We draft D linemen every year. You know, we need offense.
Yeah.
We need offense for the 23rd and the 34th. We need offense, man. And then grab somebody in the third. Honestly, to be honest with you, this might be a crazy take. I feel like we should focus on the offense this year, and then go to the defense next year. Because we got take all the offense that you need to help the kid, and then just go straight defense next year.
Yeah, no, that's not a crazy take at all. That's a take that I've had in the past as well, because we poured so much into the defense of these past drafts. If you look back at our drafts, a lot of it, our first round picks were defensive players. Pouring into this offense and making sure that you have whatever weapons that is necessary for a young QB to grow is what you've got to do. You know what I'm saying? So, we'll see how it continues to go forward.
Go ahead. Can I ask you a question? Do you even think that maybe after this year we might get another first round pick for Mosley? I'm thinking that he might be traded.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens with him going forward. I don't know if you get a first round pick for him at this point, especially when, you know, he hasn't played in 2 years. And then when the last time we did see him, you know, he was dealing with that injury all year. So we got to see, you know, what kind of toll it was taking and who, you know, is the team going to give up a first round pick for an inside linebacker? We just got to see. But I don't know what's going to happen with him. We'll see if the Jets trade him or not. But there's, you know, some guys that are up and coming that I definitely am going to be excited to see. I could see us, you know, continuing to make trades, maybe trading down or moving picks to continue to garner picks, but I don't know about trading Mosley off the bat, man.
And also, one more before you let me go.
Yeah, go ahead.
You seen the room? I don't know, but they're thinking about maybe trading with the Browns for their tight end.
You, say it again. You broke up.
There was a rumor going around that maybe we could trade with the Browns and get them, and then they would trade us for their tight end.
Oh, Njoku, I think it is.
We would move back. And then we would get their tight end as well.
I mean, if there's a possibility there, I wouldn't necessarily knock that. Because I think at this point, I think you move like maybe two or three spots down. I think it's like two spots. Yeah. I think they're at 26. Yeah, they're at 26. So, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily knock that. But again, it would depend on who's on the board. If you got a guy like ATV on the board, a guy like Tevin Jenkins on the board, you take those guys, man, you know. But, again, we need a tight end as well. So maybe you look at the situation and you say, hey, I think I can still get a solid lineman. We fill our tight end spot because I'm not a believer in Chris Herndon at all. And, you know, we'll see what happens going forward. You know, so, yeah, that isn't a bad idea. But so my final question for you before I let you go is, what are your thoughts about Joe Douglas? Do you believe in his vision, man?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in him. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't, because honestly, this is the first time we can actually say that we have a general manager that knows what he's doing. You know, we're sitting here, we're looking at draft picks, and he's finally drafting people that we thought about and we actually know.
Yeah.
When's the last time we did that? You know, like, we haven't had that in such a long time. You'll sit here and they'll draft somebody, and you're like, who is that? You know? So I trust them. I trust them. And you could even see with the coach too, man. He wants to be a Jets coach. You know, some of these coaches, you know, they just don't got it. You know, they come up in here and then they just think that they're going to turn stuff around. This guy loves coaching for the Jets the way he's talking, you know, and the general manager really wants to fix this. And I just love the fact that nobody knows what they're doing. And I feel like that's the best thing, because nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no, none getting tipped. So, salutes to you, Sean. I got to get back to these lines, man. Thank you for calling in. You had a fire call. You have a good
Let's
rest
go,
of the
baby.
Draft,
Jets,
man.
Jets,
it was good
Jets,
speaking
Jets.
To you. Let's talk about it. Let's
you
talk
too,
about
baby.
It. Listen, Sean. Sean calling in. We usually argue quite a bit. You know what I mean? We argue quite a bit. You know, but hey, everybody's fired up about Wilson. Also, while I was on the call with Sean, the Niners pulled a smooth one. I don't think anybody was thinking about this one. The Niners end up with Trey Lance. That's who they take in the first. With Fields sitting right there. There was a lot of connections before. Fields was connected to the Niners. You know, a lot of people were saying that the Niners were moving up to take him. They end up taking Trey Lance. Now the question becomes, where does Fields go? You know, then right after, the Niners select Trey Lance, then you get the Atlanta Falcons taking Kyle Pitts. Let me tell you something. Kyle Pitts is a complete monster. Complete monster there, tight end. Woo! You talking about a beast? That dude's a beast. A lot of people say that he may be, or that he is, the best player in this draft. A lot of people comparing the, you know, the various great tight ends that are already in the league. I heard a lot of Darren Waller comparisons with him, but that dude is a complete monster, man. Complete beast. I think he's like 6'6 or 6'5. He's just, there's nowhere you can throw the ball that he won't be able to reach up and get it or go up and get it. He's a matchup nightmare. That dude is insane. You know what I'm saying? So salutes to the Falcons getting themselves a very solid tight end. Picks in for the Bengals as well. The Bengals end up with Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be a Bengal. He's going to be out there with Joe Burrow throwing footballs his way. Salutes, man. Bengals making moves. The Niners shock people. You got Kyle Pitts. Everyone's dancing. You know, all the Cincinnati Bengals fans are having an absolute, you know, fest right now. They're enjoying themselves. You know what I mean? It's good times, man. But the Jets got themselves Zach Wilson. I mean, Justin Fields. We'll see where he ends up going. So I'm gonna get back to these lines again. Salute to everybody watching, no matter where you're watching me from. Please give my stream a thumbs up if you're on YouTube, wherever you at. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe and turn on your notifications as well. Again, the lines are open 515-602-9639. Again, 515-602-9639. Call in, okay? Don't call in cursing on my show. I'll get you out of here. Also, mind your background. Turn down your TV. Mute your TV. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to hear that. We're all just trying to talk Jets and talk about football. So I'm going to keep getting to these lines. Next, I'm going to go to my guy, E, man. I think this is my guy, E. E, salutes, my man. How are you feeling? What are your thoughts about us selecting Zach in this first round, man? How are you feeling about this? It's Wilson time.
Bro, I'm so fired up about this. He's, in my opinion, the best quarterback in this draft. I got my headband on. I'm fired up, man. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about, E. That's what I'm talking about. So, I, you know, you've been a big Wilson guy, you know, pretty much ever since we were out of the running for, you know, Lawrence, and you had quite a bit of choice words for Lawrence as well. You know, I don't want, you know, you can go back into those if you want, but I just, you know, just putting that out there. So when you look at the situation now, you know, what is Wilson bringing to the table, man? What is his best trait that you're so excited about that makes you think that he's going to be extremely successful with the New York Jets?
For me, it's kind of his, it's like his arm talent, his quick release, and the strength, and the, you know, velocity and distance he gets on his football. You know, he's also great off platform. You know, something that, you know, Darnold was, you know, able to show him pretty well. I think it's a bit of an upgrade from that. You know, throwing on the run ability, just like, you know, he could throw crossbar, throw absolute darts. He's also got good presence in the pocket. He does a lot of things well. You know, for him, the only advice I have for him is, dude, please slide. Please avoid as many injuries as possible if he's going to scramble around. Ooh. Make sure you're not getting hit like that. And I hope he tries to avoid, you know, not throwing in the tightest windows possibly. You know, it's definitely a big transition from, you know, group of five football to the NFL. But, you know, I'm not worried about that kind of stuff. I'm just so excited about this. Also, I got to ask you about this with the Bengals pick. Do you think it's a good pick? I think it's a stupid pick, man. I mean, you got your quarterback killed last year, and you got one of the, a great offensive tackle on the board. I thought they were going to go Sewell, but I was wrong, man.
Yeah, you know, for me, I'm a little shaky on it as well. Not the talent, though. The talent is there.
Oh, Chase is unbelievable, man.
Unbelievable. Like, yeah. So I
best
think it's unbelievable. Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe they're thinking they'll attack it at later rounds. Maybe they value, you know, again. Maybe they value, you know, linemen at the later rounds. Maybe they're looking at the situation. They're ready to trade back up to get a lineman. That's the only thing I could think. But giving your quarterback more weapons, you know, is never necessarily a bad thing. You know what I mean? But we'll see. Like you said as well, I thought the Sewell for sure that Panay was just going to be a Bengal, like in my brain. You know what I mean? Like when I was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to go to the Bengals. You know, no doubt in my mind. But, you know. I mean, they took Jamar, so we'll see what happens. Joe Burrow is going to have a lot of fun out there because if he can stay upright,
he's going to be awesome,
it's going to be insane. He's just going to chuck footballs around. But getting back to us, I look at this situation now, and I say to myself, we take Zach, and I'm just wondering about the pressure, man, because this pressure to play here is insane, right? Like, this fan base, the media, the city, it don't let up. Do you think he'll be able to survive that, man? Because we've seen that break people. We saw it break Rex Ryan. We saw it break Mark Sanchez. We saw it break Geno Smith. Even Sam, on his way out, was like, don't listen to the media. And he was joking, but, you know, not necessarily joking. Seen it get to a lot of people. Hell, there's players that don't want to come play for the Jets because the media here is so hard on you. I mean, do you think he'll be able to survive that?
I do, and guess what? What did all those quarterbacks and, you know, coaches have in common? They weren't – I mean, besides Rex, he was successful, but towards the end, they were got all that pressure because they weren't performing. I think Wilson has the ability to perform, and when the Jets start winning, then players are going to want to come here because the market – right now, the media market, it's all about beat up on the Jets, say all this crap about the Jets. You already know they scripted it out. Tomorrow, first take, Jets should have taken Fields. Jets should have taken Darnold. Guarantee you it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, once we start winning, I think the media will definitely ease off a bit. You know, it's not just ripping the Jets because what is there to rip if we're winning? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's the media, especially national media, they get after us all the time. We've seen that pretty much the Jets can't do anything right. I mean, I remember people, you know, back in the day with Ryan Fitzpatrick. People wanted us to re-sign him. We did it. And then when he flopped, then they bashed us for re-signing him. So it's insane. We've seen that happen so many times. We saw, you know, same people that loved us for taking Sam were the same people that bashed us for taking Sam when things just weren't working out. So that's the situation there. But when you look at number 23, man, I'm saying to myself, we just took a young quarterback. You got to make sure that he's protected. I'm thinking O-line at all costs, man. What are your thoughts about this? Who do you think we take at 23?
I'm pretty much O-line at all costs unless the guys aren't there and a stud corner falls there. But I've slowly gotten more to the you need to take an offensive lineman there. Like, I mean, my guy, obviously, Vera Tucker, your video last night about trading up for him got me pretty fired up, man. I would love to see that happen. Even if you trade like a fourth or a fifth, like, I'm totally cool doing that, man. But, you know, yeah, go O-line. Vera Tucker, Tevin Jenkins, even Creed Humphrey. One of those guys hopefully should be there. and I'd absolutely love that as the Dolphins pick comes in. Don't spoil it. Hang on. Let me hear this.
Yeah, we're not going to spoil it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They took Jalen Waddle. You know what's crazy about this situation? Them taking Jalen Waddle, I thought that he would slide just a little bit, but, man, that guy's phenomenal as well. Phenomenal. You know, I know he had a little bit of an injury.
He was missing him on deep balls.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Look, he's about to go off. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to catch the heat that be coming. You know what I'm saying? The heat that be coming for all the things that you be saying, man. You know, I don't want any issues. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's a savage, man. He's a savage. I respect it. I respect it, though. So you look at the situation, you're saying O-line at all costs. Unless a stud corner falls down, is there any scenario in your mind where you could see the New York Jets trading down? What are your thoughts about that, man?
I mean, if there aren't too many guys there, you know, worthy of taking, you know, let's say they think they can get a guy like a Creed Humphrey later in the first round, yeah, man, why not? I just, you know, it worked out for us last year with Mims, but it's pretty risky doing that. I mean, if they trust the board, if they really know what's going on, then why not? But I doubt it's going to happen with the amount of players we hope that can fall there to then trade down and hope they fall even further. I think it's pretty risky, but it should be interesting, man.
Yeah, it should. So my final question for you, man, you look at this situation, we're sitting now at 23. Who is your final prediction for who the Jets will select at 23, my man?
I'm going to go with Tevin Jenkins. I think that's going to be our pick.
Okay. I respect that. Talk about it. Go ahead.
Long-term right tackle.
Okay. So you want to put him at right tackle. Actually, before I let you go, let me ask you one more. Me and you, we go back and forth quite a bit. This Aaron Rodgers situation, man, was getting nasty. You seen it. A lot of stuff going on right now. A lot of thoughts out there. Before we took Zach Wilson, there was a lot of Jets fans saying, listen, I don't give a damn about whoever's coming out at this point. All full steam ahead for Aaron Rodgers. No doubt in my mind we need to take him. What are your thoughts about that? Would you have rather the New York Jets traded for Aaron Rodgers versus taking Zach Wilson in the draft?
Absolutely not, man. Aaron Rodgers is probably second best quarterback in the league, if not the best, but we're not in that position, man. That's a win-now move. The dude's, what, 37? And he's still phenomenal. I know he just won an MVP. But, like, also you're going to have to pay him, what, like $45 million a year? Like, you're going to have to pay him so much.
Like,
so, like, the luxury of having the rookie contract just goes out the window. So, yeah, no, people who thought it was actually going to happen. Like, the same thing with the whole Watson thing. Joe Douglas likes his draft picks. He's going to keep him. He's definitely not trading for a guy who's 37. You know, all mad respect to Aaron Rodgers. He's phenomenal, man. But he's not a great fit for the Jets. If we were close to winning the Super Bowl, then yes, but we're not.
Okay. Well, listen, E-Man, I got to get back to these lines, my man. Salute to you. I want to thank you for calling in. I'm going to have another show. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow we're gonna watch the round twos and threes, and we're going to see what's happening. So I want to hear from you then, too, all right, my friend?
Absolutely, man. I'll make sure I call in.
All right, you have a good night, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
Listen, E calling in with the fire. I ain't going to lie to you. He called in with the straight fire. You know, there's a lot of Jets fans hyped up about Zach Wilson, and I am as well. You know, as again, like we were saying, as I was on the call with E, man, there was more picks come in. Ja'Marr Chase is now a Cincinnati Bengal. He's now playing for the Bengals. Listen, Joe Burrow, those boys out there putting it together. Joe Burrow, especially before he went down with that injury, looking phenomenal, man. He looks phenomenal. Very smooth. Calm, quiet in the pocket, and getting it done with getting the ball out of his hands quickly. I loved it. So he gets another weapon in Ja'Marr Chase. We'll see if they address their offensive line issues. Jalen Waddle as well going to the Dolphins, man. Going to the Dolphins, dude. You know what I'm saying? Dolphins got that sixth pick from Philly, and they made good on it. So they get themselves a weapon as well. He's going to be in the AFC East. We're going to have to defend against him, man. Jalen Waddle is one hell of a wide receiver. We'll see if he translates to the NFL. That kid's got it. have got it. So we're going to get back to these lines again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. Call in, man. We're talking Jets. We're talking NFL draft. We're talking about what's going on. We're talking about the Jets selecting, you know what I'm saying, Zach Wilson at two. We're fired up, man. We fired up. We're fired up. So we're going to keep going. We're going to get to these lines. I'm going to my guy. I think this is my guy, Gino, man. I think this is my guy, Gino, 845. Salute to you, Gino. Good to speak to you tonight. Thank you for calling in. Right off the bat, man, what are your thoughts about the New York Jets selecting Zach Wilson at number two? 845?
Hello?
Gino? Yeah, hello?
Oh, snap. Yeah, I thought I'm not Gino, but, yeah.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
Crazy,
845. Go ahead.
My
I apologize.
Bad.
Thank you for calling
yeah,
in tonight. What are your thoughts about this draft, man?
Yeah, absolutely thrilled with the pick, Zach Wilson, man. I think that he has the potential to be the best quarterback of this draft. And I look forward to seeing him in you know, the white and green. You know, I'm really excited. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling excited. I'm a big field guy, and we're seeing where he's going to go because, you know, I was shocked that the Niners passed on him, but, you know, it kind of is what it is there. So we're seeing, you know, him kind of move down the board a little bit. Probably Denver might take him, but I was a big field guy, but I like Zach Wilson as well. I think he has talent. That arm strength that he shows, I think, is solid. I think he can come in here and do some things. But for me, there's just a couple questions for me. One of them is durability. We saw the injury. You know, there's a lot of injury concerns about him, and that's what I want to ask you is, what are your thoughts about that? Does that concern you as well coming into the situation with the New York Jets?
Yeah, if the injury was that he was injured now, and we didn't see his production that we saw last year, then I wouldn't have concerns. But we saw production after the injury and the surgery he had. You know, he came out from that injury and produced and kind of like soared last year and really popped on the scene. And he had a 73 completion rate and all that stuff. I will see that he took a huge leap. So when it comes to the injury, I know it's a concern, and absolutely I do think that we should definitely think about that when and it, taking any player. But definitely with what he produced last year, I think he looked sharp to me. So I'm thrilled with that. My only concern with him was the level of competition and if he's going to take too many risks in the NFL. So we'll see if he can, but that's something that we can teach him up and, you know, maybe get that on the slide when he not get hit. And on top of that, you know, making the right play when it comes to not taking so many risks. I know he's improviser, which I love. I want that. But if sometimes in the NFL, things that he pulled off might not be able to work, you know, with the defenders that we have in the NFL. So that's the only thing concern I have. If he doesn't throw too many picks in the first year, which is what I'm going to keep an eye on is what his pick count this year is. If his pick count is like somewhere in the like 15s and above, then it's like, all right, we got something that he really needs to work on this. But if it's something that's low, if he's in the single digits, then I think we might have our franchise quarterback, and that's what I'm going to keep my eye on.
Okay. And I can respect that. Now, when you look at the situation as well, because you talked about the pick count, you talked about the durability, some of the chances that you've seen him take, and I completely agree with you. If he takes some of those chances that we saw him take in college, you know, those will be interceptions, especially some of that film that people were rolling out, trying to show it as his highlights.
Yeah.
Do you do some of that stuff in the NFL? It's a wrap. That's an interception. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you're playing the elite of elite guys. But for me, there's another, you know, element to being a quarterback. You got to be a leader. And I know that there were some people that questioned his leadership from time to time with the team captain stuff and all those things. Now you're looking at the situation. He's coming in with the Jets. Do you believe that he'll be able to step into this locker room and truly gain the respect and be a full-time leader for this football team?
And that's a good question. You know, he looks like he's 17 years old. So you guys don't ask him anything after him. So, you know, to get up there and be the leader.
You look like you're going to
prom. But what I would say is he seems humble. And I think that when people will recognize real. So if you're humble and you're coming in there like, hey, listen, I want to learn and I'm going to be here for my teammates and try to get to know everybody, like he said on the podium when he was up there, then he mentioned getting to know his teammates up there. So I haven't heard anything bad from him yet. You know, one thing with Darnold is that when I hear him talk, sometimes he seemed like he didn't know quite – have his confidence. He didn't know. He's like, you got to learn ums and ahs. But Zach Wilson, he just – himself, he just talks and he's like, hey, I'm learning. And I saw even when I think I watched an interview with him and, like, Steve Young, and he's asking him, like, what does it take to be, like, a quarterback, a good quarterback, you know, no matter where you go. He's a kid who's definitely has the mentality of trying to improve. He knows he's not where he needs to be completely. He's not overconfident. He's trying to come in with a humble beginnings. And when it comes to the New York market, you know, at this point, I'm even fed up with the New York market. I think I'm fed up with the media, period. Like, they just kind of killed the Jets, period. If he can just quiet that noise and just focus on what's inside the building at, you know, One Jets Drive, and he just focus on what he needs to do for the team, which I think him and Robert Saleh are now tied at the hip, which I think is a benefit. You know, him and Robert Saleh is going to rely on each other for the success of their both of their careers for the future. And I think that's going to tie them at the hip to make this team what it needs to be. And they're going to put in the work. So when it comes to leadership, it goes all the way up to the top. But definitely Zach Wilson seems like the type of person to do his job and do it well and be honest and be authentic.
Yeah, I respect that. Now, listen, there was a lot of fans that once this Aaron Rodgers stuff started coming out, they said, listen, I don't give a crap who is coming out this year. All that Trevor Lawrence talk, throw that away. I don't ever want to hear about that guy again. I don't know who this Fields guy is. Wilson, who is that? Oh, I know Russell Wilson. I don't know any other Wilson. Oh, you know, I don't know anything about that. This guy, Aaron Rodgers, is on the market. I had people immediately coming in my DM saying, Joe, come on, bruh. The Jets need to make a move. They need to get Aaron Rodgers. Now you're looking at this situation. Are you saying to yourself that do you think, you know, that you would have rather have had the Jets trade for Aaron Rodgers versus drafting Zach Wilson? Is that something that you're thinking?
Yeah, I commented on your video, and I'm going to say it again. Like, I'm tempted. I'm not even going to lie. I am definitely tempted to go get the reigning MVP. But if where we're at, the Jets, it's just not the wisest decision as an organization to get Aaron Rodgers in the building, because I don't think he's going to take us a Super Bowl in 2021, because he's pretty much going to be in the same or worse position that he was in Green Bay, depending on the talent on the team. So when it comes to that, I honestly think that we made the right decision and just going with the rookie and then having, you know, reset the rookie contract as well. And these guys are honestly the top four. Well, my top four quarterbacks, Lance, Wilson, Fields, and Trevor Lawrence, I wouldn't have minded any four of those guys. I know that sounds crazy, but I've watched a lot of tape of these guys, and they're all really talented. You know, I'm not saying that they're all going to be hits. They're not always going to be hits because, you know, depends on where you go, what's around you, and, you know, the chemistry in the building, obviously. But I think that it was the right year to pick a quarterback. I do. And you know, I know that was breaking news today with Aaron Rodgers. I think that's just, you know, the devil on your shoulder kind of thing. Where you might be
able to say, that's what I'm saying. You know, you sound a little
shaky. Here we go.
Baby. You sound a little shaky. I hear you. You're trying to talk yourself into it. But like you said as well, you said, I'm tempted. I ain't going to lie. You know, I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling, you know, Aaron Rodgers out there. I like this move, you know. So,
I mean, look, MVP,
I
what can you say? You got to think about it.
I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, especially if you, you know, my first question would be, hey, what is the compensation? That for me would be the thing that would definitely hit there. So, my next question for you is, you look at the situation at 23. Man, what are your thoughts about that? What position group or what position do you think we should take at that pick?
Well, man, I'm glad you asked, because you asked me this question last week and I crashed. You know, I couldn't have an answer for you, but
you know,
I did my research, bro.
There, but you know, there was you know,
but
I'm saying,
I did
you
my
your hands
research,
off the
bro.
Wheel for a second, but you know,
yeah,
go ahead.
But I did my research. My hands are back on the wheel, and I know exactly who I want to take. I want to take center Landon Dickerson. I want to take Landon Dickerson because he's I think he's a top center in this draft. I think adding him solve two positions of needs on the offensive line. We put him at center. Mm-hmm. He's our new Nick Mangold. And then we have Connor McGovern move over to guard. And we kind of have hit George Fant on the right, at the right tackle. And I have, at that point, I have four people on our line that I'm really confident in. Then we have the mm-hmm. other guard spot where I'm not so confident, but, you know, mm-hmm. Alex Lewis, I think, is on that side. It should work, you know, with all those. Obviously, it's not the stone wall, but I think that we can have enough time for this guy, Zach Wilson, to, you know, make some spectacular plays.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I respect that. I respect that. And like you said, you know, you took a crash, but this week, your hand's back on the wheel, man. I respect
that. Exactly. Have to come back, bro. Have to redeem myself.
Yeah, like
I have to come
said,
correct. Have to redeem myself. But obviously,
yeah,
if Kevin Jenkins or Elijah Barataka, if they drop, uh-huh. then we pick one of those guys. But I don't think they're going to be there around that time.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be there, you know, like you said. I mean, I'll tell you what, Vera Tucker might be there. There's a lot of talk about him possibly being there. But I don't know. Minnesota, I think, is a team that's definitely going to be
interested. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, definitely going to be interested in taking him. So you look at the situation for you, Landon Dickerson. Is there any way in your mind that you could see the New York Jets possibly packaging picks to trade up to get a player?
I could see it, man. Joe Douglas seems like a guy who, if he spots a guy he wants, he might just make the move. I think he's a guy mm-hmm. who values picks, and he has a lot of picks right now between the next 2 years, so he has the option to do it. He says he's a guy of need that he's like, listen, I want that guy. I don't want to settle, and I want to get him on our team now. Then he can go ahead and pull the trigger, and I don't mind it, you know. So I can. That's definitely an option, you know. So it's always an option. Especially with the amount of picks we have, it's definitely something that I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, if he wants to go up and get AVT, then, hey, I'm totally for it. Depends on what the conversation is to move up, obviously, but I don't want to give up a first for next year or something like that. But if we're trading first and giving him something like a late second, then cool, you know, and, you know, then you move up, you get a pick that's later on in the draft and they add a second round pick to their squad. And we move up and get mm-hmm. something off the lineman that we need or something like that, then I'm totally down for it.
Okay. And so my final question for you before I let you go, you look at this situation here, like you talked about offensive line necessarily help. There's a lot of things that's going to come up. We're going to see what the Jets do at 23. But there's some players that have been taken, you know, that shocked a lot of people. Where do you think that Justin Fields goes at this point, man? Because everybody was saying Niners. You know, and ended up selecting Trey Lance. Where does he go now in your brain?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I wouldn't have minded if we took him, honestly, a couple of months ago. Obviously, we went Zach Wilson. Right now, it's pick 9 with Denver. If Denver doesn't take him, then I don't know what they're doing. I don't think Drew Lock's it. I really don't. On top of that, I believe there's I just hope he doesn't go to the New England Patriots. That's all I care about. Just don't go to the Patriots. This guy, I feel going to be thinking. I think he's going to be
all
special,
right, well,
so let's hope that he doesn't go there.
Yeah, well, we'll see where he goes. Listen, man, I want to thank you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a show as well tomorrow. I can't wait to hear from you again, my friend. You have a good night.
You too. Take care. Go Jets.
All right. Have a good night. Listen, we got callers, man. Again, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639. Call in. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking all callers. I want to hear from everybody. You know, the draft is moving and grooving. There's so much things going on. We took Zach Wilson at 2. And I like the pick. I like what we did here. You look at the situation with Zach. This is a kid that's coming in, you know, and there's going to be a lot of expectations on him, a lot of things that, you know, he's going to have to prove there. You look at the situation. You're coming into New York. There's a lot of pressure. I'm talking about a lot of pressure. And I know that there's a lot of Jets fans that are going to pretend or act like they don't care or that, you know, he's going to have a time. But I tell you what, second he steps in, if he throws an interception early or something like that, you're going to see this fan base get all over him. You know, I'm just hoping that he has, again, with Sulla here, offensive coordinator LaFleur, they need to make sure they surround him and let him know, hey, look, we in the foxhole with you. That's what I want to see. Again, this is Joe Douglas's guy, man. This is Joe Douglas's guy. This is his stamp on the franchise, man, point blank, period. You look at this board now, man. There's so many good players still left. So many guys, man. Trey Lance going to San Francisco, that really shocked me. I really thought that Fields, that would be his landing spot. Love the selection by, you know, the Falcons taking Kyle Pitts. I think he's going to go in there and just be an absolute weapon, you know, there on offense for them. He's just going to light things up. Ja'Marr Chase with the Bengals, I think that was a phenomenal selection. Wondering about what they're going to do along their offensive line, though, man. There's some question marks, especially Joe Burrow coming back off that injury caused by a hit. They got to make sure that they get him protected because he's one heck of a QB. But I tell you what, this weapon right here in Chase is going to be something else. I think this kid's going to be phenomenal in the league. He's just too good, just too good. And Jalen Waddle going to the Dolphins at 6. That was quite a move for them as well. We saw the Dolphins make quite a bit of moves this offseason, quite a bit of moves before the draft, you know, moving up and down the board, really solidified themselves. They were, you know, a part of that trade with the Niners. You know, they're continuing to get talent in the building and also continuing to build for the future with that talent. So we'll see what happens with them. But this kid's going to be in the AFC East, and boy, oh, boy, are we going to have our hands full ensuring that he is covered. There's going to be some issues there. We're going to see what happens going forward. Now, Penei Sewell ends up landing with the Lions at 7. That's big for them. He's going to come in. You know, a lot of people say he's going to be a right tackle, left tackle, whatever. A lot of people saying he's a generational tackle. He's a generational offensive lineman. So we'll see what he does when he steps in. I thought he would go a little bit earlier than 7, but I tell you what, the Lions got themselves some protection for Goff. That guy's coming in, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. He is a monster, a mauler. He's a guy, I'm telling you, in the run game, you're getting beat up. You're getting shut down. Pretty nimble in the passing game as well. He gets out, man. Really, really like that selection for the Lions. Very solid move for them. J.C. Horn, a corner from South Carolina, goes to the Panthers. You know, that was a solid move for them as well. And then you get Patrick Surtain the second, you know, from Alabama, going to the Broncos, which I'm shocked about as well, too. You would think that Fields would go there to the Broncos. You know, what's going on? This kid's just sliding down the board. So we'll see. We'll continue to talk about this draft as it continues on. We'll continue talking about the New York Jets as well and their needs. I'm going to get back to these lines again. No matter where you're watching me, please give my streams a thumbs up, subscribe. Please turn on your notifications as well for my stream. And, you know, call in 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639 is the number. You can call in, and we can talk about the draft while it is going on live. The New York Jets have selected Zach Wilson at 2, and I want to hear from everybody, all right? So we're going to get back to these lines. Again, salute to everybody that's watching me as well, all the savages in the chat. Salute to y'all, man. Love talking to y'all. We're definitely going to go back and forth in there as well. But we're going to get to these lines, 908-908. I'm coming directly to you, my friend. 908, give me your number where you're from, or give me your name where you're from, and how are you feeling about the New York Jets selecting Zach Wilson at 2?
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, my man? Give me your name, where you're from.
My name is Mickey. I've called the show a couple of times. I got a new phone number.
Oh, okay. Well, good to talk to you, my friend. Again, thank you for calling in. Give me your thoughts, man. Zach Wilson at 2. How are you feeling about it? Is this the guy that you wanted the New York Jets to draft?
Well, first things first, I got to apologize. I was the previous 908 number, but I have an ear infection, and I couldn't hear the beep when it was my turn. So technically, as the first overall draft pick in your NFL draft streaming thing from one first overall to the second overall pick, I personally wanted Justin Fields. I didn't think, you know, I thought there was a lot of stuff. Kind of reminded me of Lamar Jackson, of how, like, he was this great prospect, but as soon as the draft came around, there's, I don't know about this. I don't really know about that. But, you know, These are professional football scouts. They know more about the game than I do. And if they're saying that Zach Wilson's the guy, then I'm rolling with Zach Wilson.
Okay. So when you look at Zach Wilson now that he's here, I know, again, you were a big Fields guy. What about Zach Wilson? Like, what do you think is the best trait that he has that's going to propel him to be successful, you know, with the New York Jets and the NFL?
All right, so I have a quasi-controversial theory on this one, but I've thought it out. Mm-hmm. And once I've
thought it out and I put it out into the universe, you know, I can't be swayed that I'm wrong with this. So I need you to kind of like go with me on this one. So the reason why I think Zach Wilson's going to be a good pick for the Jets is because he looks like literally every popular jock villain in every 90s teen movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Those guys – hold on a second. I'm being serious. Those guys in the movies are always good at everything. Those guys that get the cutest girls in school, they're the most popular guys. You know, they look – the guy looks like a real-life Ken doll. They're good at everything. Mm-hmm. So, if history serves us correctly and we follow the movies that we've watched our whole lives, I know I'm not the only person that's seen these movies, he's going to succeed for the Jets.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, look, I respect your take there. You know, a lot of people, what they look at when they see him, especially, and, you know, I know you say he looks like, you know, one of those successful athletes from the movies, but he's got real arm talent. This guy's phenomenal. I mean, he can throw the football around quite a bit. Now, there is some question marks about the level of competition that he played against. You look at that situation, I know there's a lot of people that kind of get after him with that. But I'll tell you what, you look at the situation here, you know, he's going to be able to come here and really whip the football around. I'm just wondering about, you know, him kind of throttling back a bit and not taking so many chances. I don't want to see him do some of the things that, you know, we saw him do it in college. Because some of those footballs, a lot of the tape that people play about him and they rave about, let me tell you something, a lot of that stuff in the NFL is an interception. So he cannot do those things. So now moving forward, I know you probably heard about the Aaron Rodgers thing that was going on, man. This guy looks like he does not want to play for the Packers at all ever again. What are your thoughts about that situation? And would you have rather us traded for Aaron Rodgers versus drafting Zach Wilson?
Well, first things first, I think Aaron Rodgers has every reason to be upset with the Green Bay Packers. If you want to take away the millions of dollars he's made and the famous women that he's dated because of being the face of the Green Bay Packers or whatever, the accolades or whatever, with the amount of talent he has at being a quarterback, it really should have been a dynasty in Green Bay. Like, he shouldn't just have one Super Bowl to his resume, and that really just becomes, I guess it's just their incompetence. I don't know if that's what it is, but there really should have been enough around them to be like, hey, you know, we could rival the Patriots because we have that once-in-a-lifetime talent, and it's just never panned out at all. So he's like, what, 37 now or whatever? He's hosting Jeopardy, killing it on there. He has every right to be like, you know what, I don't need this. You know, I want to win. I'm a competitor. I don't see Aaron Rodgers in his late 30s getting on the football field just for the love of the game anymore. It's last call. Like, are you going to get another drink or what? So he has every reason to be upset with the franchise for consistently over the past couple of decades not providing him what he's needed to get them, you know, get the franchise what they want. So I think he has every reason to be upset with them. Do I think the Jets sort of traded for him? I mean, I don't think there's – as weird as it sounds, I still believe that there's some players in the league that are you can't trade for. What could you possibly give for an Aaron Rodgers if the Packers still want him? And of course they do. So what's it going to be, our first-round picks for the next – decade, or, you know, first and seconds and like $5 out of every check I get for the next 2 years? Like, what could we possibly give them to get Aaron Rodgers? The guy is, I think, the best quarterback in the league, and whatever we give up for him, he's still being coming to the team that we currently have. So as much as it sounds like a great thing, the only way that we could possibly get him is in free agency. And he would have to want to come to the New York Jets, which is a pretty hilarious idea in itself. So,
yeah, you know, I looked at the situation, like you said as well. I was concerned about the compensation. If the Jets were going to go that way, I wasn't like all sold in and all over it. But I'll tell you what, you know, Aaron Rodgers is phenomenal. And even though he's 37, still at that age, we see that. Yeah, he's, you know, he's he's a Hall of Famer right now. And in my mind, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of our era, to be completely honest. The guy can do everything, and he's one of the few quarterbacks in this league that can cover up for all the issues that you may have offensively. I mean, it's very few.
A lot of quarterbacks
like him. Go ahead.
Here's a rock solid one. You can take this to the bank. You can put it on a T-shirt. A lot of quarterbacks can throw for 50 touchdowns in a season. A lot of quarterbacks can throw for 5,000 yards in a season. But how many quarterbacks can play a full season of football and then host Jeopardy? Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, think about that. Really think about it.
Not many. So when you look at the situation at 23, who are you taking, man?
I would honestly, I mean, it doesn't really make any sense to think of a specific player who I'd pick at 23 because this draft has been kind of weird so far. Justin Fields, I think, is still on the board. I don't know. I haven't looked at the TV. I'm in the other room. But I think we need to go with offensive line. I know everyone seems to be really happy about getting Zach Wilson in here, thinking that he's going to do some kind of miracle thing or whatever that the jocks do in the movies. But, you know, he's still coming to the team that Sam played for last year, and Sam was running for his life for majority of the season. So, All right, we got the quarterback I guess we needed, but we really need to get him some protection if he's going to be the future. He's actually kind of a small dude. Like, looking at his tape, he looks like he's about a 125 soaking wet. So I wouldn't want, like, Aaron Donald suplexing him on the field and, you know, putting him on a stretcher or something. I really think we should focus on offensive line. Maybe the next two picks should be offensive line, but, I mean, I don't know how deep this class truly is when it comes to offensive linemen once it gets that far. I've only really been looking at stuff for the top, like, 15 picks, to be honest. But offensive line is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So is there an offensive lineman in particular you'd like them to target? You know, a lot of people talk about Vera Tucker. Some people have come on and talked about Landon Dickerson. There's, you know, Tevin Jenkins. There's a lot of names out there. Who exactly would you like to see the Jets take?
I mean, honestly, none of them, like, it's the offensive lineman position is such a weird, like, position for me personally to judge whether someone's really good at it or not. Because it just looks like they're stopping pass rushers and they're opening up lanes and everything. But, you know, they're really just, you know, it just looks like they're bodying people. It's hard for me to look at technique from that position. So unless it's like a top 5 or top 15 prospect, I personally don't have the eye to be like, oh, well, this guy is definitely better than this guy. This guy's a little sloppy here or whatever, yada, yada, yada. So I'm not going to come on your show and lie to all YouTube and your listeners and pretend like I have any idea of what they're doing. But I do know that there are professionals within our organization whose job is to specifically look for guys that know what they're doing on the offensive line. So really, it doesn't really matter to me as long as they realize that this is a position that we need to address.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. And so my final question before I let you go, man, as you look at this situation, is there any – and I know we talked about offensive line, but is there any way that you could see the New York Jets taking a defensive player, maybe taking a corner at 23?
Honestly, I feel like the Jets have picked a defensive player in the first round for most of my adult life. Every year, no matter how bad or marginal our offensive – we always go defense. It's like, oh, well, you know, defense wins championships and everything. But I think we really, if we're really rebuilding this team, we need to kind of get out of this idea that we only draft in, like, for the defense. I think that, you know, okay, we've gone with this new quarterback, hopefully go with an O-lineman. I think we really need to focus some of those top early draft picks on the offense, because if you've looked at our offense, for the past couple of years, it looks like Mickey's lining up at wide receiver. Mickey's lining up at running back. Mickey's playing tight end.
Yeah.
And when you're drafting guys, in the 5th, 6th, 7th round, not saying that there's no talent in those rounds, but like when you're drafting late in a round for your offense, and then you get them on the field, and it looks you have – I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that played for us last season. And I've watched I watched 10 games last season. So I think it's time for us to maybe shift it around a little bit. A lot of the defensive players we've been taking haven't been hitting anyway. If we're going to rebuild, we really need to start breaking our bad habits. And, you know, Rex Ryan is no longer our head coach, so I don't know why everyone has this obsession with defense. Let's start. If this Joe Douglas guy is the savior, the genius that everyone thinks he is, let's see him do something different. I'm still not sold on the guy. I want him to succeed.
Yeah.
But let's – all right, you got your quarterback now. Let's see what you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, looks good. Mickey, I'm right there with you, man. We'll see what he's going to do. Like you said, he's got his quarterback. So, listen, Mickey, I want to thank you for calling in, my friend. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right? It's always great to hear from you. And you're a hell of a joke, sir, man. I love it. I love it.
Hey, man, I try to keep it real, and I try to keep it realistic. First overall draft pick of your call today. I just want to say that one more time for everyone. I was the first pick. It was a moonlight situation. You picked up the wrong call. I was number one. I just wanted to say that one last time. You guys be safe. Wear your mask. Practice social distancing. You have a good rest of your live stream, man. Take it easy.
You have a good one. Thank you so much. Listen. Listen, salutes. I want to thank Mickey for calling in as well. He's always, man, super sarcastic. I love that guy. He's got great comedic sense, but we're getting back to this draft, man. Listen, the Jets have made a move here. They've gotten their guy in Zach Wilson. The board is still playing out here. We're starting to really see some things happen. Before we had Mickey call in, we had just talked about how Patrick Surtain II had been taken by the Broncos, but then, boom, you turn around, and the Eagles and Cowboys make a trade. Wow. The Eagles and Cowboys make a trade. The Cowboys get the 12th pick. The Eagles move up to 10th, and they take Devontae Smith. Now, let me tell you something. Woo! This is a kid that can fly, all right? We saw this dude at Alabama, you know, lighten it up. A lot of people thought his frame was a little slight, that he's a little too light in the pants to really be successful in this league. There were some analysts that were saying that was a knock on him. Let me tell you something. You see this dude on the field against top competition, like we saw at Alabama, he didn't look nothing like that. That dude looked like he was ready to go, okay? And he was lighting people up. He had a game. You look at these bowl games that they were in, he had a game. He was just doing his thing, okay? That guy was a complete monster. So I like, you know, Devontae going to the Eagles. He's going to be paired with the young quarterback that they have there because they moved on from Carson Wentz. And let me tell you, he's going to be a burner at this level. That guy is phenomenal. I really, really like that pick for the Eagles, and they're doing their thing. And it's interesting, again, that, the Cowboys made that trade with them because, division rivals, I know that they get into it all the time, you know, doing their thing. So, you know, the Eagles made sure they could move up and handle business. But, again, we're looking at the draft now. There was a lot of names out there, a lot of things flying around, right? A lot of people saying, hey, Mac Jones, definitely going to the Niners. Not happening. Justin Fields, there was a lot of people saying that he was for sure going to be a Niner. Not happening. Both of those guys still on the board right now. We're at our 11th pick. Chicago's there. We're trying to see what's going to happen, man. This is very, very interesting. It's very interesting to see how the board has played out. It's very interesting to see these guys make their moves and make their picks. So, again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639. Call in. I want to hear from everybody. I want to get everyone's thoughts on this Zach Wilson take. How do you feel about him being the New York Jets quarterback now? What are your thoughts about, you know, what he's stepping into? Do you believe that he can be successful here? Have we surrounded him with enough so far? Do you think that we'll be able to get him more protection in his draft? I want to hear from people. So I'm going to go to the chat really quickly. Salute to everybody that's watching me, no matter where you're watching me from. Please take the time to subscribe to the stream, turn on your notifications, wherever you're watching me from. Give my stream a thumbs up. Share my stream as well, please, with your friends, family, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to everybody about the Jets. I want to talk to everybody about football. I want to hear from y'all. You know what I'm saying? So you look at this situation. I'm going to the chat. Salute to the chat as well. If this is your first time listening to me, live stream during my chat, so I call my chat the Savages. Why? They are savage. They're completely savage, okay? And they don't let up. It doesn't matter who you take is, they'll get after you. J.E. in the chat says, I want Xavier and Collins. Look, I respect that take, J.E. I know there's a lot of people that are looking for the Jets to take Xavier and Collins, you know, at 23. Some people say, hey, we need Edge. That's a guy that can get after it, man. That's a guy that can absolutely get after it. So there's an option. There's a you know, there's definitely a way that we could actually end up taking him. Maybe some of the linemen that we want are gone, you know. So there's definitely an option there for us to take him too. I know there's a lot of people that talk about Jalen Phillips there at 23, Russo, there at 23 as well. So, you know, there he could be there, and if he's there, maybe the Jets take him. But again, I think you look at this situation, you got to address the offensive line at some point. And if ATV is not there, if Tevin Jenkins is not there, it's going to be tough, man. Pick is in for the Bears right now, sitting at 11. And the Bears take Justin Fields. Wow, okay. Justin Fields is going to be a Chicago Bear. Wow, this guy was sliding down the board. He slid right to the Bears. They get themselves a quarterback. Wow. You look at this situation, the Bears have put themselves in quite a situation here. Quite a situation. I like this pick for the Bears. I really, really do. You know, I think he's going to be able to come in and do some things immediately off the bat. I think a lot of people, I'm telling you, I slept on Justin Fields, man. I really, really do. You look at the situation, he's coming into the Bears. He's going to be able to put on. I really like this move for the Bears. I really, really do. And I think he's set up there. Allen Robinson is there. He's going to have some targets to throw to. So here's a guy that we were in the mix. A lot of people were talking about. A lot of analysts were saying we were in the mix for it, that we were absolutely going to get. And then, boom, you see what happens. He ends up going, you know, to the Bears, sliding down the board a bit. Mac Jones still on the board as well. You know, a lot of people thought that he would go, you know, before Justin Fields too. So Justin Fields to the Bears, man. This is crazy. This draft is turning out pretty, pretty crazy. So lots to talk about. But, man, we'll see how the Jets continue to play things out. So I'm going to go ahead and close this show out. Man, we got a lot of reactions about what happened with Zach Wilson, taking him second overall. Solid move. A lot. This was reported quite a bit. You know, a lot of people were saying, hey, we were in love with the quarterback from BYU pretty much from the very beginning, especially when we were out of it. With Trevor Lawrence, and now, you know, Zach is a Jet. He's a Jet, man. I'm feeling it, man. I'm really, really feeling it. He's coming into a situation where, dude, if he can lead us, if he can make this team a winner, if he can pull off, you know, what we need him to pull off for this franchise, bro, we're going to be in an amazing situation, a really, really amazing situation. We really will be. Because we need it, man. We need a leader. We need somebody that's going to take this franchise by the reins and really get it together. And I think that he's going to be able to do that. He's going to be able to do that. And he's got, you know, again, in Joe Douglas we trust. You got Joe Douglas in the building? Here we are. You know what I'm saying? Here we are. So Joe Douglas has made his mark on the franchise. He's brought his guy in. And now we're going to see how things perform. See how he finishes out the rest of this draft as well, figuring out a way to protect this guy too. So there's going to be a lot to discuss, man, a lot to discuss going forward. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening, no matter where you're listening to me from. It's always greatly appreciated going back and forth with a lot of Jets fans. So listen, I am the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show. I'm also on Twitter as well at YoungJ000. That's 3 0s. Go ahead and follow me. I'll follow you right back. Love going back and forth with people. You want to troll me? No issues. I am the troll that lives under the bridge, okay? And I will troll you right back with no problem whatsoever. No problem. I'll troll you right back. No issues, okay? And I will have my Mekhi Becton jersey on, all right? I'm also on YouTube as well at The Long Beach Joe Show, The Long Beach Joe Show on YouTube. You can also find it at Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube, Long Beach Joe Jets. Go ahead and subscribe, turn on your notifications, like my videos. You know what I'm saying? And you want to troll me, no issues. I'll troll you right back in the comments down there as well. We can go back and forth. And as always, people, when you see me in person, it is arms out, chest open, free hugs for everyone. Free hugs for everyone, all right? No matter what anyone tells you, the hugs will remain free. So you folks have a good one. Peace. One second, folks.